being charismatic and then quit.
It's okay now, we get to run for that while.
Hi guys.
Guys, I'm looking for a group, can you guys help me?
No.
I'm stuck on...
I can heal.
I don't have the droids you're looking for.
I'm stuck on this damn dungeon.
Is that even English?
We are talking about MMOs, Sixy.
Oh, is that the subject of this podcast then?
We have a podcast?
Unfortunately.
What do we call said podcast?
Oh yeah, it's been like... how long has it been since our last podcast?
Way too long.
Oh, it's been too long.
The glaciers have shifted.
A lot of things have changed.
Everyone's been busy, apart from me. Because I'm lazy.
I'm pretty proud of everyone here. I am pretty proud of everyone here. There's been a couple of changes in people's lives since we last had this podcast.
Sixy is no longer male. I'm sorry.
He had their operation 2 weeks ago.
Oh dear.
Hi guys. I am your host, Reno. And with me today, as per usual, is
Mr. Six.
Note the Mister.
Damn straight.
Niall the Buizel, as always.
And Broggles the Ratchet.
Broggles the Ratchet.
Whose name Broggles came from an MMO.
Oh my gosh, what MMO would that be, Broggles?
One you've never heard of.
Well, then we probably don't care.
Come on.
No, everybody cares.
You gotta share, you gotta care. I should not say that's the worst song. I should not sing it.
And you're the one who told us not to bring up.
You know that season 3 does start today in North America, right?
Okay.
It already happened in North America, apparently, according to this. Maybe not on the West Coast yet, but if it did, then I missed it. But I'm sorry, I sleep in late. Because I'm. Yeah.
No kidding. What is it? 2 p.m.
Yeah, well. Shut up. I was up late last night playing video games.
Was it an MMO? Sure,
it actually was!
Yeah, it was an MMO.
I wonder if our viewers can guess what the subject of this podcast is.
They're probably thinking Metal Gear Solid because you're here, Six.
Yeah, or Okami.
Yeah.
Since it's already been mentioned.
Yeah, well, it just needs. There's an obligatory one that has to come in every podcast, you know.
Well, you see, unfortunately, Metal Gear Online was shut down in June 2012.
And the world rejoiced.
Pretty much, yeah. It was one of the worst games ever produced.
Oh, dear.
Well...
Oh, come on. It can't have been worse than RuneScape. Let's be serious.
I've never played RuneScape, so how bad was RuneScape? Please tell us.
Okay. RuneScape was basically every kid's first, you know, my first MMO.
That was Pokemon.
And the thing is, it died, and it's kept carrying on. And it's like, it's shambled along as a sort of rotten corpse of a game, just shambling through the ages.
Oh dear. It was pretty legendarily bad, right? Essentially, every command was done by right-clicking, basically. You'd right-click on something to attack it, you'd right-click on the ground to move somewhere, and while you were attacking something, you could basically choose between four stances. You could choose offensive stance, defensive stance, probably a couple of others, I can't remember what they were. Basically, there was very little difference between the four stances. I mean, yes...
If I remember rightly, each of the different stances leveled up one of your stats. So
yeah,
if you took
yeah.
a defensive stat,
you would level
maximum
up your defense.
HP would increase somehow.
Yeah,
as it does.
Basically, everything... And everything you did was done, like every level you, the whole point of the game basically was to increase your levels.
isn't that the point of most MMOs?
No, this was completely arbitrary. There was no reason other than to do it.
Well, for example, there was a wood cutting level, for example, and you would get that by repeatedly cutting down trees. Over and over again. Level 86, good job! Well, yeah. There was something like 250 levels in each skill now. Are you kidding me? Something like that. I think they've increased it recently. And there used to only be like something like 99, and I'd got mine to level 76. Now, by the point where you've gotten your wood cutting to level 76, you're cutting down about 400 trees before you level up again.
I haven't kept up with RuneScape in about 8 years, so yeah. I have no idea.
It was all pretty abysmal.
I'm pretty sure it used to be 92 in each step.
Maybe. At any rate, it's all pretty abysmal, and the thing that boggled my mind the most was that people would actually pay for membership in this game, and membership basically increased your level cap, I think. It vastly increased the size of the map, and gave you a few more quests.
I'm kind of picturing it like agency director from Crackdown being there, and just, you know, every time you level, good job, another level, way to go, good job, agent!
Can't say I've ever played Crackdown, but...
In fact, I don't even think there was a single, like, you know, congratulations.
Congratulations, the winner is you.
You leveled up. Yeah. Basically, it was just one of those things that little kids measured their penises by before they grew up.
Do you want to know something quite sad, actually? The reason I first got MSN Messenger was because of RuneScape, because even back then I had no social life. And, met my first few real friends on MSN, on RuneScape, who I then added on MSN and talked to for a long time.
That's genuinely terrifying.
Yeah.
Wow.
Somehow you turned
what
out
will
okay.
you not drink to? Despite... I don't know if you could call what I am okay.
Yeah, you're like an Anthros or something. That's pretty weird considering
what? I was born a weasel, seriously. Stop. Fuck you, I'm a weasel.
FYI,
well, I think we have the title of this podcast already.
Indeed.
What, fuck you, I'm a weasel? I'm pretty sure weasels all do say.
I don't know, it seems more like a thing that would be a snivy, because of that expression.
Dear.
Speaking of which, just before we get...
The only Pokemon to ever have a popped collar.
Yeah, that's right.
What?
How far are you guys in Black and White 2, anyways?
Oh, I've just about finished the Pokemon League, and, to be honest, I pretty much stopped playing the moment after.
Okay.
I completed it 3 days after
I
bought
it. Wow, you guys are so far ahead of me. I'm, like, not even to the fourth gym yet.
You're ahead of me.
What are you doing?
Mine is still in the shop.
Why?
He hasn't completed White yet.
No, I haven't.
I'm learning the wonders of Joint Avenue, okay? Gosh.
Actually, Joint Avenue is pretty cool, and so is PokeStars Studios. But I knew that I would never finish the game at all, ever, if I just stayed around those places, because there's so much
I don't
to
know.
Do.
I finished PokeStars Studios pretty quick, actually.
Which game?
I played the tutorial for PokeStars Studios and got bored.
Well, then you are just sad, sir.
And I don't even understand the point in Joint Avenue.
You get to make shops, and then people come in and rate your place.
But why would I want
it's
to?
It's like playing My Little Sim Small or something
in
Pokemon.
It's Roller Coaster Tycoon.
Yeah.
It's Roller Coaster Tycoon with no roller coasters.
And consequently no fun.
It's just Tycoon.
I spent a long time in Roller Coaster Tycoon 3 trying to make a ride that would lead, that where the ride would literally end at the entrance queue, so that the people would get onto the roller coaster, it would drive around, and when it got to the end, it would come and crush all the people that were waiting in the queue to get on.
Wait, you could do that?
You could try, you could never actually do it.
See, I must have spent dozens and dozens of hours of my childhood on Tycoon World or something like that. There was always like a bloody Microsoft Office paperclip saying, good job.
That was just a word processor, Six.
Yeah, you were making You were making entire roller coasters out of ASCII code.
I can dream.
His entire childhood was just filled with words. Oh my goodness, the world is an open place for me.
The graphics!
You can go north, south, or Dennis.
You get yourself a fancy trinket.
Oh dear.
You get you a flask, which is bolted to the table.
You must drag said table. That's kind of like the Skyrim philosophy. Anything that's not bolted down, clearly I own this now.
You know, I... anything that's not bolted down and not being observed by
yes.
anyone.
I don't care if it's only worth 0.1 gold, it's mine.
I will steal everyone's kettles.
I will have a monopoly on all the tea in Skyrim.
You know, one day I should just make a Skyrim profile and just literally steal all of the fucking cast iron objects from everyone's house and just go into my home and just swim in iron pots.
I was the most selective player of Skyrim ever. Unless it was like something like a sword or armor that upgraded my stuff, the only thing that I would take, that I would literally steal from people, was like gems, you know, rubies, emeralds, and I would refuse to sell them. I just cart them around with me.
Man, well, that's rather
immense. I find it immensely satisfying.
So you, for some reason. So you're a dragon then.
I guess, except
he's
I wasn't a Khajiit, so I'm more of a lizard burglar. What do you mean, aw? Fucking Argonians, hottest race in the game.
Lizard burglar. Trying to picture that. Just not working for me.
Fair enough.
Can you well, tongue,
you, can, pi- you can picture the cat as burglar.
Well, yeah, but that's actually a thing.
Okay, whatever.
But it was just Skyrim is literally just the case of, oh, thank you for handing me these rubies, and by handing I mean not observing. not keeping your eyes
to
on
be honest,
24/7.
They can observe all they want. If you level up your sneak skill, you just have to bend your knees and the world is yours.
That's right. And also, relevant to our current topic,
or just steal stuff.
Skyrim Online is coming out soon.
Oh. Seriously.
Well,
that's gonna.
I don't know if it will. I think it's a popular enough game. Then, don't forget, it is Bethesda doing it. All they have to do is not beta test it before they send it out, and it will instantly win.
Yeah, and suddenly everyone will realize that there's absolutely no difference between their character who's level 100 and the other character who's level 100, because they dress in the same armor and use the same enchantments. Apart from Niall, who doesn't think enchantments are useful.
Fuck enchantments.
How can you not like enchantments?
I'm too powerful for enchantments. Fuck your enchantments. Just win without
enchantments
them.
Make you more powerful.
They make the game too easy.
Honestly, the slow time shout is the most overpowered thing in that game.
Honestly, I've got it, but I've never really bothered with shouts or magic. I've just sneak everywhere. And then I've got enchantments for sneaking, so I can
and just shoot things in the face.
The one I used mostly was the Dragon Breath shout. That's all I used.
You mean the fire?
Set everything on fire.
I tell you,
that thing's really amusing. If you
I use Spruce Radar on dragons. That's the most fun thing I've ever done in
funny.
Skyrim.
If you shouted at me.
They're just sitting there.
I'm a dragon.
They're sleeping, right? And they're just sleeping there, resting. You just sneak up to them. And they just fucking flail. The wings go everywhere. Their arms and legs are like sticking out random eggs.
I had one.
You know, Broggles. If you use the fire breath shout on a dead body, they go flying. Like they literally. It's a bit like a drag. It's a bit like a giant hitting someone. It just goes.
Oh, have you ever died by being
yes,
hit by a giant?
It's hilarious. Yes. Niall needs to tell you his story about being hit by a giant.
Yeah. Have you ever? I was fighting a giant because at this point I was about level 26 and I finally felt brave enough to take on a giant, and I had my faithful steed with me. So we were both attacking the giant.
As your horse does, because your horse in Skyrim are badasses.
Yeah, yeah. And the horse ran up to him and started trying to attack me too. And the giant's aggro switched from me to the horse, and he slew my horse.
Which is always sad, because he's a fucking giant.
Yes, which was a sad moment for me. Which was a sad moment for me, but eventually I managed to kill the giant and went over to claim my reward from his corpse. And as I was looting, once I'd finished looting his corpse, I stood for a minute of silence for my poor dear departed horse, failing to take into account the effect of gravity, which then brought the horse back down upon my cranium and killed me, forcing me to reload the save. Because the horse that had been flung up into the air by the giant's forceful blow fell upon my head and killed me. It was very depressing.
It's raining awesome. Horses?
Horse.
That was clearly the giant's plan all along.
You may kill me, but you will be...
He knew he couldn't win. He knew he couldn't win, so he was playing the long game.
Yeah. He had an endgame plan all along.
He was a macro. He was macroing his micro.
Oh, dear.
I think one of my favorite glitches in Skyrim 2 is if you're fighting a dragon on the mountaintop and it like swoops down onto the mountaintop from below the rise, it like digs a 30-meter trench in the top of the mountain as it lands, and it gets embedded halfway in the mountainside.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's not if it swoops down, that's just if you get below a certain amount of health, it just falls to the ground.
No, I've seen it literally where the dragon is sticking half out of the mountainside.
There's also, Broggles, it's not just if you get them to low health, you have to, it depends on how many you have, like, if you hit them in the wings enough, that's when they crash land.
The death of Skyrim, out on the icy wastes, just me and my magical bow, I got him in the wings, and he fell to the earth.
Into the water.
And he didn't explode or anything, he just sort of flailed around as he dug a trench through the ground. And
yep,
I felt bloody victorious right about then.
You know, I hope they've got some kind of... You know, that's one thing I still... Not enough games have is a gigantic fucking sea monster.
Not Monster Hunter.
Not enough games have those.
Monster Hunter.
Monster Hunter does, but Monster Hunter sucks dick.
Lies.
Anyway,
The entire population of Japan disagrees with you, sir.
Monster Hunter is a bigger grind fest.
Not true, actually.
Yeah,
which
is saying
no,
very
because
true.
In Monster Hunter, every quest you fight is a boss. Literally every quest. And yes, it is a grind for gear, but as far as like, there's no real leveling factor in Monster Hunter, which is part of what I think I really liked
If every monster fight in Monster Hunter is a boss, then every time you fight Joey and he's fucking 99% Rattata in Pokemon, then he's a boss as well.
That's not true.
Sorry. he's harder than some of the shit you have to fight in Monster Hunter.
Wait, Joey's 99% Rattata is hard.
It's harder than some of the shit you have to fight in Monster Hunter.
Wait. Hang on. You told me that you didn't get past Quiropeco, okay? So...
Yeah, he's difficult.
No, he is the first wyvern you fight. It's like... it's like the Kutku fight in the earlier games.
You know,
but you're saying that every single...
14 hours now, and Niall told me
because
to
you're
quit
insane.
After about 6.
That's because you're insane. It's because that game is shit! That
you know what, I've been
genuinely
playing it.
Terrible.
I've been playing it since our Final Fantasy podcast. I've been playing this game, and it is brilliant.
Yeah, for Final Fantasy.
Oh yeah, now calm down, Niall.
That's like saying your pile of dog shit is mildly better than my pile of dog shit.
Well, it definitely is.
To be honest, anything that I have is better than yours. Just saying.
No. Well, mine's bigger than yours.
Yeah.
No. Well,
you're the best. You're the best.
I think one question that would be good to answer is, do games like Monster even count as MMOs technically? Like, what really counts?
No.
What counts as
massive
multiplayer, that's a big...
Is Monster Hunter massively multiplayer?
Yes and no. I mean, like, you can...
It's barely multiplayer at all, let alone massively.
How many people can you get in one game?
Well, you can have 4 people at a party, but you can go into the cities and form parties from the people that are online. So, I don't know, does that count?
So, I think you're saying there's a massive online community, but it's not actually massively multiplayer.
Yeah, it's limited to 4, but it's not, like, you know, local access play or anything like that.
That sounds about as MMO as... I mean, would anybody say Left 4 Dead is a massive multiplayer MMO?
No.
Nope.
But...
Well, it's got a massive multiplayer base.
It's a massive game.
It's not
it's
an
got
MMO.
A massive community, but I don't think it's massively multiplayer.
No.
But, so then it's more about the quests. I think any multiplayer game that has levels would probably count, kind of. I think that's kind of a hallmark of MMOs, is having a leveling system.
I wouldn't say
but
so.
I think
for
that's
example,
MMORPG.
Skyrim's
that's
got leveling.
RPG,
yeah,
really.
But
well, no, Skyrim's got levels.
Yeah, for example, Borderlands and Borderlands 2, they're not multiplayer. They're not massively multiplayer online, but they are multiplayer.
That was beautiful, Sixie.
Dear Lord, that was disgusting.
That was beautiful.
Hi guys.
You realize I'm not cutting that out. That is staying right where you just put it.
But yeah, anyway, the leveling system of games is a type of RPGs, and you know, as we all know, these are MMO RPGs. So you'd expect to see levels in them. But I think for them to really qualify as an MMO RPG, the multiplayer-ness has to be like a massive part of the game.
There needs to be, you know, it literally needs to be capable of handling hundreds of people on the same server at once.
I'd agree.
Well, there's
that.
StarCraft, yeah, literally handles hundreds of people on the same server at once.
Yeah, but not rendered on the same map.
They're not rendered on the same game and whatnot.
So it's more about the map and the world than you think.
I'd say it's about the capacity for people like to interact with each other.
Actually, do you know what makes an MMO an MMO?
Mm-hmm.
The sheer number of whiny 12-year-old dickheads playing it. That is a major complaint.
Well, by that logic, then Call of Duty definitely is an MMO.
No, MMO is a shit pit that we just hope that all the 12-year-olds stay in so that we can play our good games while they do that. And Halo is the future for that further of the 8-year-olds goes.
Oh, you leave Halo alone.
Oh dear, yes.
Well, I don't know. I find that massively multiplayer is a pretty versatile term in and of itself, just because there's so much genre blending in games as it is. Like, you know, you have games that are platformer / RPG / side scroller / dungeon crawler / brawler / tower defense / text adventure / whatever.
A side scroller dungeon crawling.
Someone please make this game, please. Actually, I think I just described every port.
So we're looking for a side scrolling text adventure.
RPG. I think I just described every XXX Flash game.
The fact that you just put text adventure in there ruins the entire
thing. No, I think I just described every Flash porn game out there.
You know, by the way, on the subject of text adventures, can we agree never to let Six make one?
Well, I don't know. Apparently he has experience from a very young age.
Come on, the first thing his text adventure would say is, you're in a long hallway, there is a doorway at the end of this hallway, and there are noises coming from behind it. Your options are, quit the game, or strip naked.
Yes!
It would sell a billion copies.
All right. I'll give you that one. And now I will go right ahead and I will make this gun. And it will sell. It will sell to some creepy hobo in Arkansas.
I'll buy it.
It will sell.
I think it's Arkansas.
Yes, it is.
Whatever.
How you pronounce
it.
Whatever.
Arkansas. So that's Arkansas and Kansas.
I meant to say Alcatraz.
Alcatraz.
Oh dear.
Alright.
I seriously sidetracked that story. Where were we? Oh, yeah.
Well, clearly we were talking about what was the first MMO you ever played, besides RuneScape, which is obviously Six's first, and yours.
Yeah, that was my first, but like my first time, I just choose to sort of forget it and move on to the next one. You know what I mean? Remember that one?
Alright, which was?
Wait, are we still talking about MMOs
here?
Well...
Does no one get that? Okay, never mind.
What was your more memorable first 1-6?
Well, why don't we let someone else go first?
Alright. Well, seeing as my very first MMO was a crappy Flash game that I don't even remember the actual name of, but played a lot like Dungeon Fighter Online, I'm not going to count that. So I think my first legitimate MMO experience was probably... was Lord of the Rings Online, which was... How does one describe Lord of the Rings Online? Basically, it takes everything you like about Lord of the Rings crushes it into a tiny ball, eats it, poops it out, then hands it to you and says, "Here, here's a game."
No. It does not hand it to you. It dangles it above your head and says, "You want to play Lord of the Rings online? Jump, monkey, jump."
I wouldn't say that Lord of the Rings Online is a bad game. It's just not a fun game.
I don't know. I would say it's a bad game.
Is that not the definition of a
bad
game?
No, because it's not inherently broken.
Nor is it's actually probably a little less broken in terms of PvP than World of Warcraft.
When it became a completely free-to-download game, it's surprisingly, and this was before League of Legends, it's surprisingly well constructed. Like, given its scope, it's, you know, you have something roughly on the same idea of WoW, yet completely free. Given the fact that the amount of time and effort that would go into that, you gotta give them some props for at least trying. But, dem elves. You start off in Rivendell with an elf, and your very first task is to beat the crap out of your best friend, or something like that.
What?
So how does this line up with Lord of the Rings at all?
isn't that basically the starting story from Pokemon Red and Blue and Yellow? You start off beat up your best friends
pretty
Pokemon.
Much.
Beat up your best friend? Since when was Blue your best friend?
Yeah, Blue is not
Well, triple
best
question
friend.
Mark was clearly your best friend. He was just, you know...
Blue is a 10-year-old cunt who drives around a convertible car with cheerleaders.
he can drive when he's 10.
And he has cheerleaders when he's 10.
Yeah. Scientifically crafted potion heals 20 HP while a bottle of water heals 50.
Makes sense to me.
Science! Yes. But not even that, but lemonade heals 80. Fuck, guys.
Well, soda pop, and
lemonade's more lemonade's better for you than
soda
water.
So is soda pop, which is even more. Jeez. No nutritional content.
You know, why isn't there a Pokemon MMO?
Well, there is a sort of...
Because Nintendo
there
are lazy.
There kind of is like a fan-made Game Freak. There is kind of a fan-made one that I found a long time ago. It's like this flash-based, weird, like... grid-based map that you go around on, and you can encounter different Pokemon, and there's like all these people you can see online, and you can choose to battle them in like this weird little...
And you can walk straight through them.
I don't know.
That's a Pokemon Mystery Universe?
Mystery Universe is from Mystery
Dungeon. No, this was before that even.
It's the Mystery Dungeon version.
Something completely different. I don't even remember what the actual name of it was, because I found this, I don't know, 10 years ago?
It sounds
It was
scary.
Well,
I find...
Was it made of like the Pokemon Blue and Red graphics?
Basically, yeah. It uses all the sprites.
Yeah, I think I've seen that.
I remember.
I remember catching a level 5 Togekiss that somehow knew Zap Cannon.
What?
Wait, what? Was Zap Cannon even invented?
Yeah, apparently, yes.
Zap Cannon was first gen.
It's first gen or second?
Was it?
Yeah.
Either way.
No, it was first gen. It was first gen. You could find it in the what's it called? The generator, like the electric generator.
To Bulbapedia!
Yeah, the power plant.
To Bulbapedia indeed. Because I want to contest this. I do not agree. I categorically.
Yeah, I don't think...
Do you, Mitt Romney, disagree?
What's the difference between disagreeing and categorically disagreeing?
Are you going on record about it?
I see.
Here we go. Zap Cannon is a damage-dealing electric-type move introduced in Generation 2.
Hey.
So, internet points to me and Six.
I must have been confused because you must find it in Kanto. You must find it in
You do.
Kanto.
As far as I know, you need Thundershock in the electric place.
Don't forget, Generation 1 had the most...
He shows Thundershock and Thunderbolt.
Why in the fuck would you want Thundershock TM?
Don't forget, Generation 1 also had things like no pure ghost types. And the only ghost type move was what, Nightshade?
Was Nightshade in it?
And a psychic psychic Pokemon who's
Oh, there was Dream Eater as well, that was a ghost move.
When bug types are, you know, pretty much amounted to
And Butterfree, don't forget Butterfree.
Don't forget.
Just Weedle. It's no real surprise that Alakazam was considered one of the most overpowered Pokemon from that gen. Only weak to Bug, which was completely unused, and had the highest speed.
I thought that Psychics weren't weak to Bug in Gen 1. I thought they were wrong.
That said, you could only get Alakazam by trading, and you could only trade by buying a fucking Link Cable. I had a Link Cable as well, but I don't know what he's fucking using it with.
Oh, everyone in my school played it.
I refused to buy a Link Cable on principle, but,
why?
Because money. Also,
and because of the fact that you had to find someone who was willing to battle you with a Link Cable.
Yeah. Speed was completely broken in Gen 1 as well, so it's no real surprise that Alakazam was considered quite overpowered. Anyway, that's going off the topic somehow.
We're talking about again?
why Pokemon wasn't made into an MMO.
Yes, but Broadwell was...
Sorry, go ahead. Yeah, there is a slightly... What I don't understand even more so than why it wasn't made into an MMO is why there isn't a Pokemon game made rendered in 3D. Like, obviously there's Pokemon Revolution and Colosseum.
Colosseum.
Yeah, those are shit. Those are all shit tier games, though.
No, to be honest, Pop-Pop's getting, like, really huge fans.
We need a new Pokemon Snap, guys. Clearly. And it used to be massively multiplayer.
I mean a proper
Pokemon Snap, you know? Massively multiplayer, Pokemon, like, online.
You want Pokemon Skyrim? Like,
yes, I do want Pokemon Skyrim.
Yeah, I want Pokemon Mystery Dungeon rendered in 3D.
What's this? This Rayquaza is attacking the city! You must defeat it with your Pikachu!
Some of the cutscenes in Pokemon Black and White and Black and White 2 are pretty damn good.
Yeah, they were, but they could have been better. Let's be honest, with the graphics the way they are now, they could have been. And another thing, actually, why haven't they hired, like, voice actors to do the voices of all the Pokemon? They've done it for the anime, why not for the game?
Well, would you really want, screaming Ash voice in your Pokemon game?
Ash? No,
there wouldn't be Ash in the game.
Ash, it would be freaking Sigil.
Oh, you mean the actual... Oh, okay, I see.
Hang on,
I just need to find a little audio clip here.
Yeah, troll Pokemon voices.
I lost it, sorry. The thought was there, but it was gone. Brogus was about to tell us about his first MMO experience, actually.
Yes.
Were they? Oh, okay.
Whether you like it or not, you were.
I can't remember which one it was, because I played them both a little bit at the same time, but it was either Ultimate Online or the first EverQuest. I can't remember which one was first.
I have no idea. I only know one thing, and that is that in EverQuest 1, a bunch of Koreans got together and beat the Sleeper, who was supposed to be an undefeatable boss. And
the Koreans, they can beat any boss.
Yeah, but just as they were about to beat him, the server mods took down the server because they weren't supposed to be able to beat it. Cheated their asses off. And everyone got really butthurt about it. And things were good.
So they couldn't just actually...
So this was obviously just playground politics.
Yes, basically.
My shiny Charizard is better than your Articuno, clearly.
Shinies are fucking gay.
I agree.
They want EX cards, that's all I gotta say. EX cards.
Yeah, but those EX cards ever.
Yeah, those are shiny cards, not shiny Pokemon.
Yeah, those are stylish as hell.
EX cards are overpowered as fuck.
They're also stylish as hell.
Do you know what's even more stylish? That Pokemon Center thing you found, Six.
Yes. Also, I finally found what I was looking for. So, Niall, this is what you were looking for in Pokemon voice acting, right?
It's better than the shitty 8-bit...
That is exactly what we want.
It's better than shitty... That's Shellder.
That's Shellder's voice in the anime.
Yeah, it's 8 bajillion times better than Shellder's 8-bit sound in the games.
Well, just to do a little bit of a comparison, I think I do have the 8-bit sound of the games. Clearly, this is what a real creature would sound like, you know, if this was the actual world.
Exactly.
What is even going on there?
My point. Seriously, like...
It's blowing several trumpets at the same time.
It's blowing 17 trumpets at the same time into a crappy webcam microphone. Oh my gosh.
Oh dear.
Oh, Pokemon. Anyways, that is not... that is not an MMO, so... But I wanted to share that.
Although it could be. It could be an MMO if it tried. Just Game Freak or
Razer. Well, that clearly is the game that we all want to be an MMO. I mean...
Definitely. Yes. Oh, well, actually, I'd much rather Pokemon Mystery Dungeon MMO.
Actually, yeah, I agree.
Although that was made by, you know, some people in their mother's basement, I'd much rather it be made by Game Freak and in fucking 3D.
That would be pretty awesome. Just throw an island. Get to control your Arcanine, because clearly that's the protagonist of the game.
You know, Digimon had a 3D game on the PS freaking 1. It's not too much to ask to have the Pokemon game by now.
Also, I'm looking at the YouTube sidebar here, and there is a Let's Play Pokemon Snap. Episode 2, which means there is multiple episodes of this.
No, really?
I'm really gonna watch the Let's Play for Pokemon Snap.
I don't even... Like, why?
How long
17 minutes.
Pokemon Snap was awesome. Don't lie, Pokemon Snap was amazing.
You don't need a Let's Play for it? It's like saying...
How many views has it got?
Let's see here. It has... 706 views?
That's pretty shit for a
Let's Play. Well, no, it's... When did it come out? When was it?
I don't know, I have to actually click this link here. It's...
I'm gonna guess two and a half years.
Yeah, and before it's 3 years
It's kinda like having a Let's...
It's got 700 views.
Yeah. It's over a year... It's a year and a half old. Yeah, it's a year and a half old, and... Like, Let's Play, Mario Paint? Anybody? Okay,
there is only one
listen,
Let's
listeners.
Play of Tetris you need to see, and that's the one with the Korean guy. Where he just blasts the entire game.
Oh, to be honest, the Grandmaster Mode Tetris playthrough is literally incredible, and I recommend that everyone who has... If you feel like you're dead inside and nothing impresses you, watch this and you will dance on your bed.
It's the bit at the end where he's doing it through the credits and you can't even see the blocks.
It's like, invisible! We're playing Tetris invisibly!
Clearly we're going to link this in the liner notes.
Yeah,
I'll pass you the link later. I'll pass you.
MMO that I played first thing. Other than RuneScape, it was a very, very bad game called Phantasy Star Universe Online.
Is that PH?
I don't know. Phantasy Star was a pretty epic series back in the day, like when it was on the old Genesis
I remember... I never played any of those games, but certainly the MMO was pretty abysmal.
I remember hearing that the Phantasy Star MMO was pretty bad, but give us a few highlights, if you remember.
Let's think.
Because, I mean, the original Phantasy Star was just kind of a generic RPG, but it was pretty darn good for, like, being a competitor to Final Fantasy, which came out around the same time.
I can't even really remember how the leveling system worked, to be honest. I just remember that basically the home base was kind of like a very, very futuristic mall, essentially.
Okay. Yep.
And you'd run through it buying different weapons. Well, buying different weapons if you were ranged. If you were melee, the only weapon you'd buy is the hand weapon, fist weapon things. Not because they were the best, but because they looked the coolest and no one would want to use anything else. And then you'd go to your individual dungeons and you'd fight it, and if your entire group was melee, you'd be fucked, because there was always a flying boss somewhere that only the ranged person could hit.
Hold on. I think I remember seeing a VG Cats like this.
Really?
Like, there was boss monsters who had an incredible range, like a horrible rape range. And if you're a melee character, you have no reach at all with your sword. Yeah. So basically, you would be walking through horrific rape just before you get 100 meters towards your boss character.
Well,
I'll link that in the line.
Well, to be fair, that's pretty consistent with actual physics. Yeah. Oh, you? What's that? You have a bow and arrow? Well, I have a sword. Aw, you shot me 20 times before I closed the distance.
What's that? You're a zealot and I'm a stalker? Oh, wait, you got charged, so I'm fucked anyway. You know, actually, I tested that as a zealot versus a stalker in kind of like open ground kind of thing, the zealot actually wins, which is quite impressive.
Unless you can micro.
Even without well, charge.
With no micro? Well,
unless you can micro.
Yeah.
If you micro stalker, then it wins.
Have you ever used the micro unit tester?
Yeah.
Wait, what the hell are we
StarCraft
on?
2. It's an RPG 6. You probably like them. They involve strategy and clicking on things and building units and economy.
Interestingly, in
physics.
Heart of the Swarm, they're introducing a level up system, so 6 should play. It would be just like his RPGs.
Do you mind, guys, if I just play elevator music for the next 10 years?
Here, I'll do it for you. Come on, at least
your elevator music sounds like a set of Pokemon.
Yeah.
You're actually just doing the you're doing the shopping music from Pokemon, aren't you? No, that's actually now we're going into Mario. Okay, I gotta say this would be the most badass of elevator music ever if it were to actually exist in an elevator.
No, I'm sorry. The only good elevator music is Copacabana.
Ninja Tuna.
Ninja Tuna, definitely.
How about Mine Turtle?
Ninja Tuna.
Mine Turtle.
Hello!
I knew you'd like that, Boggles. So, what are some of your favorite moments from MMOs? Like, most MMOs have some sort of story to go along with them. And I say most because I think things like Dungeon Defenders still kind of count, even if it doesn't really follow the format that we think of as an MMO.
That's your tower defense side-scrolling RPG.
Yeah, it's
hack and slash.
Side scroll.
It's just as shit as the
first. No, it's first person. First person tower defense hack and slash brawler RPG fantasy.
It's just third person. You can go into first person.
So basically, it's a shittier version of Sanctum.
No, it's a very shitty version of nothing. Anyway,
I'm so grateful that I got to avoid talking about my first RPG.
I long to hear an Arcanine make those kind. That's the kind of voice acting I want in the Arcanine in my dream Pokemon game. Have that voice acting.
So you're saying that you're saying that I should voice the Arcanine in this dream Pokemon RPG?
Yes,
clearly.
Yes,
you should. It would be amazing. I'd buy it.
Sean, Arcanine impression, go.
Arcanine? R? I can only do like the questioning, confused Arcanine. R? That's when Officer Jenny yells, "Go Arcanine!" and sends out a Growlithe.
Which roughly translates to "the fuck you say, bitch."
Alright, I'm just gonna big up and admit it and be a man about it. My first real RPG MMO was called Puzzle Pirates.
Well, that sounds.
I think it's a game
by Free Rings Design, where basically
I think I've heard of that.
A community of people would get together. They would form literally like groups called crews, and there'd be captains, officers, and anybody who didn't have a crew could go and join one of these crews. And he'd sail down procedurally generated oceans and player versus player battle with other people in their crews. And it was a pretty fun game.
That sounds pretty awesome,
to be honest. From having a shitty name and cartoon graphics. Unfortunately, the people who ran crews there was a monopoly within a couple of years. They were basically the best crews to join, and everything else got stifled. Which meant that in the end, you'd have these pretentious 28-year-old twats who just basically
playing Puzzle Pirates.
Yes, paying to play Puzzle Pirates.
You are a pirate.
Yes.
Oh dear.
No, I'm making a joke out of it, but it was a good game. The trouble was the community was just ass, which is, you know, the trouble with most MMORPGs.
Yeah,
it's League of Legends.
That's the trouble with most games that have an online content that don't restrict their user base.
Although, by the way, I'm going to point out here that League of Legends is now this huge game with more players than you could shake a stick at.
More players than
but,
WoW.
Yes, more players than WoW, indeed. But it's... I'm actually
maybe
quite
it's because it's free, guys. Elitism.
Maybe, but it, for me, I'm just glad that there's no elitism as such. Well, okay, there is elitism.
What are you doing attacking that tower, you noob? Gosh, can't you know how to play this game? Even though you've only played it twice before?
No.
Gosh, you're such a noob. Get the hell off our servers, noob.
That's pretty much the LOL
community That came out wrong. That came out wrong. What I'm saying is, even though, like, for example, I started playing League of when I started playing League of Legends, if anyone asked me what I was doing, and I said, I'm playing League of Legends, they'd say, what's that? You know, I started playing it back when it was a relatively unknown quantity. And even though there are now six billion players.
You played it before it was cool.
Yeah, exactly. But even
so
though there are now
goggles on your visor, are those hipster glasses? Or...
Yes.
Yeah, those are my hipster goggles.
Guys.
Yeah. Even though there's over 6 million people in it now, people don't say, oh, I was playing this game back before you noobs, so therefore I get the first pick of champion, that kind of thing. You know
it's,
what I mean?
It's like 14 million, actually.
Whatever, I don't care.
WoW capped at 14 million and now it's dropped again.
Numbers are stupid, shut up.
So I think it's only fair to tell our users that after all of my rage against it, I have finally been coerced into playing both WoW and League of Legends. So I'm sorry.
And? What do you think of them?
Oh.
Now you've played them.
I feel like a bad person. I feel a little dirty.
The question is, do you like them?
Honestly, I think I like LoL more in some ways, because it's more active in a lot of ways. I don't know, I still find that with MMORPGs like WoW, like Star Wars, like Lotro, Lord of the Rings Online, I don't know, there's a real lack of sense of progression in them. I find that you just...
Found that in World of Warcraft until I got to the Wrath of the Lich King stage. Wrath of the Lich King, there seems to be a lot of action-y progression stuff.
Yeah.
But until you're there, it is kind of... You don't really feel like you're making a difference.
That's the thing. It's just, you know, you go around, oh, kill five more of these things, okay. Now go kill 10 of these things, okay. Yeah, I leveled up, okay. Now go gather 20 of these things, okay. And it's just kind of, you know, it's more fun when you... I find that it's more of the fun you make out of the game rather than just the game itself being inherently fun. Like, if you're playing it with friends and you're, you know, just kind of goofing around and not taking it too seriously, then it's fun. But if you're just, like, going around by yourself, questing and trying to grind through levels, it's, like, about as fun as being kicked in the balls.
I'm not sure. Maybe it's due to my kind of... natural competitive streak, but I always found PvE to be very boring. PvP was always much more fun for me, and unfortunately, the PvP in WoW isn't great. So the game in it as a whole just didn't really appeal to me until I started making friends in it.
Yeah. I'm finding I'm rather liking being a kitty druid, though. It's amusing. Oh, what's that? I need to do damage now? I turn into a cat. What's that? I need to stop taking damage? I turn into a bear! What's that? I need to get away? Turn into a bird and fly away!
Psh, furries.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Hey, I am playing a Worgen character named Dr. Fluffy, okay? So, screw you. And apparently, when I tried to make the same name in LOL, Dr.Fluffy42 was taken. What?
Oh my.
That specific name was taken.
You have doppelgangers.
Apparently.
You have doppelgangers.
So whoever out there is Dr.Fluffy42, you stole my name, screw you.
Speaking of that thing Puzzle Pirates with their crews, now, it doesn't take too much of a stretch of an imagination to realize that that's very similar to the guilds in WoW. Yes, Broggles? That sounds like
sounds
basically...
Like it, yeah.
Now, I found that every single MMO has this. They have either
a guild, or in, I mean, Star Wars had it too. I don't know what it was called though.
Star Wars had like, but yeah.
EVE Online has corporations, and doesn't that just sound like something your dad wants to play? So every MMO seems to have these, but to be honest, I've never really seen the point of it, as opposed to, say, just having 40 people in your friends list. Like, why have a guild rather than just a friends list? I've never
I've got to be honest, I've heard multiple people talk about EVE Online, and I have never understood a word they're talking about.
Okay,
I played it a little bit.
Yeah, I played the 2 week demo, and well, I say I played the 2 week demo. I played 3 days of the 2 week demo.
Yeah, essentially, about a week.
Everyone gets their own starship, and they get to captain this starship around, and shoot at enemy starships in the depths of space. And what if you do start to play it, the first thing you'll notice is that it's very graphically impressive. Everything looks very bright and
very
sparkly and yes. And then you realize how they could afford to make it so graphically impressive. And that is by making every inch of it exactly the fucking same.
So you're literally in a cube that just rotates around, and that's...
Essentially, it's basically because... But I mean... On the one hand, it's boring like that. On the other hand, I can kind of see their point. I mean, space is very empty. Not much changes.
Space! The final frontier! Space, where you fly through asteroids, you know, and comets whiz past your window, except that doesn't actually happen.
Well,
it's not how space
works.
But
I mean, it's kind of...
Because there's millions of miles
every
object in space.
I mean, if you were in
science.
A spaceship a million years in the future, you'd never hear the phrase, Do you think we're going around in circles? Do you recognize this place? Does it not look the same to you? Because you're in space. It's black with twinkly bits. Everything looks the same.
Pretty much.
It's really an unknown content. And then basically, you level... Unlike most RPGs, you level up by turning off the game. The game is essentially encouraging you to not play it.
Final frontier.
Oh dear.
These are the voyages of the starship Enterprise.
And Broggles just used his pants.
No, I didn't.
What? I thought you loved
that. I've only watched Voyager, and that's the only one I like.
So you don't even understand.
Voyager. You only like Voyager.
You never even
experienced
the glory of Captain Picard.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Next
Generation is the only good series. I'm sorry. If you believe otherwise, you're simply wrong.
Also, speaking of other things that are space related, going back to games that look beautiful, that link that I just put in the chat there, I don't know. Have you guys actually heard that yet? Apparently, it's.
Oh, I died.
Oh, well.
Excuse me then. Gosh.
Wow, that's cool.
It wasn't inevitable anyway, because that's what happens to every single MMO.
Except
right now.
WoW.
No, it's what happens to every enemy that goes up against WoW. It chews them up and spits them out like the metaphorical dragon in its cave.
Yes. But honestly, like, the fact that Star Wars is, or The Old Republic is going to free play will entice me to play it again. Because, I mean, there was no way I was going to pay for 2 subscriptions, even though I'm not technically paying for a WoW subscription right now, because you guys were so adamant to get me to play the game that you actually paid for me to get into the game. No, you didn't, but a conglomeration collective effort did.
Hey, I was telling you to not fall for it. While they were telling you, egging you on to go buy and get it, I was saying, no, stay away, stop it, no.
Clearly I should have listened to you.
That's a bad Arcanine.
Not to.
That's a bad Arcanine.
Bad Arcanine, yes. Yes. Pokegirl batted her batted her pretty eyelashes, and I melted like the sap that I am.
You guys remember when Niall earlier in this podcast said he doesn't understand why people would pay for RuneScape?
Yes.
What the fuck are the benefits of playing WoW? Why would you spend so much on it?
It's a very
terrible game.
You know those experiments that you hear about where like rats who are, like, there's a rat's put in a cage, and there's a button, and every time it presses the button, it gets a bit of food, and therefore it just goes and keeps pressing the button over and over again. That's like a WoW subscriber's mind. Every time it pays money, it gets to play a game.
That happens. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. WoW, I don't want to say it's a bad game because it's not. But yes, no, it's no. not a.
It's a good game made by a very, very evil company.
Yes, it's WoW is very prohibitive in some ways, even though they've done a lot to make it simpler for new players. But like, even going into it, you know, having experience with games, I have no clue where the heck anything in that game is unless someone who's played the game for years tells me, like, oh, that's how you open your friends list. Like, it's a tiny button. Literally, the button to do this is the size of a quarter of your fingernail.
Did you not have tool digits?
No, because that's for noobs. Like, the button...
You were a noob!
The button to do this... The button to do this is, like, a quarter of the size of your fingernail in the bottom right of your screen, and...
Alternatively, the O
or
button.
Which there's no way you'd know it's the O button unless you physically check your key bindings. Unless you had tooltips on. Which I didn't. But...
So what you're saying is this is all your fault.
No, I'm saying that the game is not well interfaced. And, like...
It's probably got the best interface out of any MMO.
Yeah.
To be honest, that's why people play it more.
Actually, I don't know. I found the Star Wars interface a lot easier to work with, personally. But
in fact, one of the second... In fact, probably the second most popular MMO of its time.
Yeah.
Tabula Rosa was only popular because it completely ripped off World of Warcraft's...
But the thing is, though, WoW's interface is only good when you add mods that make it good. Without the mods that make it more usable,
that's not really true. I played the entire game without mods.
I played WoW for at least 2 years before I added a single add-on.
In fact, I tried to install. I must have gone through about 15, 16 mods and never found a UI that looked better than the original WoW one.
Well, I'm not necessarily just talking looks, but just like functionality-wise. Like, for example,
so what's wrong with the functionality?
To equip bags, like I could not find at all any of the bag switching icons, even with people trying to direct me to where they were. Now, it turned out because I had
bag switching icons?
Like, to add more bags to your main bag.
Drag the bag to your bag.
Well,
right next to your bag.
It turned out that the reason it was because I had Bartender on, which is turns off the standard...
How did you get Bartender?
I installed it from Hank's. Yes.
Oh well, that's Hank's fault then.
Clearly,
I don't even know what Bartender
it's
is.
It's a mod that lets you move your bars around, which is nice because normally you can't do that, and you have your stance mod literally in the middle of your screen, which is odd.
Wait, what?
Well, without Bartender on, your stance mods come up like in the middle of your screen.
Nope.
Stance
your
mods?
Your like actions. Your
defensive stance, berserker stance, that kind of thing.
No, they're the bottom left.
Yeah,
they're
not for mine. I had this before I had any mods on, it was in the middle of my screen.
Well, that's strange.
Yeah, that's not right.
Something's
wrong.
Well, clearly that is not my fault.
Well, no, it's all Hank's fault.
Well, no, that is the start, like the standard where it was when I loaded up the game, so I don't know.
What class were you playing?
He means
whatever
forms.
The forms, the stances, whatever you call them.
Yeah, they're in the same place. They always have been.
Yeah, still
well, mine were dead center in the middle of my screen.
Let's disagree about what each of us has.
You broke WoW. What did you do?
Pretty easy. To
it was
break
his
WoW.
Sheer will. He didn't want to play it so much that the game actually corrupted for him to try and convince him to not play it.
Yes.
I still find that, like, I would never play WoW on my own just because there's so... Like...
Well, no, I don't think anyone would. I don't think anyone would physically make the choice that, like, if none of their friends played WoW...
I don't think I ever played WoW on my own.
Like, so how many level 80s and 85s are there in the game?
I played with him.
Yeah. I think that's the major caveat with MMOs like that. Because just trying to quest on your own is, like, the almost boring. It's like trying, okay, boring, it's like trying to grind to level 100 while in the, well, on route 1, facing level 2 Rattatas.
Oh dear.
That's pretty much what playing an MMO by yourself is like.
Well, I found, when I did play an MMO when none of my friends were online, it was a sense of competitiveness, like if I was level 69 and they were level 72, I'd try to catch up with them. While they were gone. That's the only time I would play on them.
I don't know. I don't think, like I said, I don't think it's a bad game, but I just find that, for me personally, that format of combat, where it doesn't really matter how good you are, like how skilled you are at the game, it's just a matter of, okay, well, I have better gear, I have a higher level, so I can beat this thing. You know,
To be fair, that could be applied to any game in history ever.
No, not really.
Ever since
Nintendo, ever since Nintendo hard became a word used to describe other game, you describe
any sort of platformer adventure game, any sort of like, well, Skyrim for example, levels do matter, but it's not.
Skyrim is not.
Skyrim is very skill based.
Play it on master mode, easy.
If you say so. And, you know, games like Monster Hunter, where you can literally go to the final boss monster naked with a single weapon and beat it if you're good enough to do it. You know, or like... So, level has very little to do with games like that, and
I want you to go back onto Monster Hunter.
I'm not good enough to do that, but I will send you YouTube videos of people facing Fatalis, unarmored, and winning. So... Not solo.
And can they prove they're not god?
Probably, because it is possible, because I've seen people do it in real life as well. It is doable. It's just very hard.
Basically, this whole podcast has actually solved the problem of how to make games good again. Make them all Tetris and make everyone into sad dudes.
I also present to you item number one: games? Any RTS game.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh dear. Honestly,
though, games these days. I mean, Skyrim's a huge culprit of this. Is adding fake difficulty to games. Things that are unavoidable. Things that you cannot not die to the first time around is a big example of this. Not in Skyrim, but in certain games, there are just things that there is no way to know that something will kill you until you try once and die to it.
I think MMOs are probably the biggest perpetrator of this, though.
No, MMOs don't do that much. Although, their failing as a fun game comes from the fact that their failing in terms of a skill game all comes from the fact that it's all based on what you have. Not
exactly.
You
that's the main thing I don't really like. Whereas I like the fact that I could, you know, run up to something that was, you know, 5 levels higher than me, and be able to, you know, kite it or whatever, use some sort of mechanical skill to be able to beat it, even though technically its stats were out-leveled compared to mine. When it's just a fact of stats versus stats.
You can be a monster that's 5 levels higher than you.
But it's a freaking close fight. And it still comes down to gear.
That's why the skill part.
Every
single one of you guys needs to play some Counter-Strike. Where skill is entirely a part of the game, where you can spend your different amounts of money, which you earn by killing people, on different guns. However, if you aren't more skilled than the player you're trying to duel with, you are going to struggle, and you are going to die. Probably within 2 seconds.
I'm sorry, did you just say that
I'm saying that Counter-Strike is a better game than bloody StarCraft. Okay? Am I right?
Counter-Strike isn't as good a game as Call of Duty, and that's saying
I'm saying that...
Did you just say to me?
Snap! Well, you just made a comparison to Call of Duty, right. And...
That's not even...
Yeah, Puzzle Bobble is a better game than Call of Duty, so...
That's true. You'll know that. For saying that, Counter-Strike is...
Peggle is a better game.
I will end you.
Speaking of Peggle, I had an add-on named WoW that let me play Peggle while I was in Warcraft.
Speaking of add-ons...
Peggle is a better game than Cut.
I gotta say, that new add-on we found in StarCraft 2, Ling Ling Rocket, has gotta be the most amazing mod ever made.
It's not an add-on. It's
It's basically it's a version of Choo Choo Rocket, which is an old Sega game, if I remember correctly. And you have these four nexuses, and Ling spawn from the middle like creeps. There's a whole bunch of Ling that spawn in a line, and you can put arrows down on the map that direct the line of Ling, and you want them to go into your nexus or whatever assimilated thing. And there's
and then Colossi are
yeah
made,
Colossi arrive, which destroy
make you
Ling,
lose points.
And you can direct them to your opponent's nexus to try and destroy to make them lose points.
Take them over.
And so we were playing a game with a friend who literally wasn't even trying to win. He spent the entire game just trying to make me not get points, and it was hilarious. Because every time I would put down,
and then you still beat him in points.
And then I still beat him in points, which was pretty funny. But he was just spending the whole game trying to direct Ling away from my assimilator and direct the bosses inside.
But then you have to look at it this way. Probably the best part of that entire game was the noise it made when you won.
Yes.
Yes.
It's very strange. Yeah. Six, we'll have to try and find a YouTube video of this game and send it to you because it is amazing. Like, you would enjoy this.
Yeah. What is it?
It's Choo Choo Rocket. It's like a puzzles game, but you play competitively, kind of.
Yeah. Fair enough. That kind of reminds me of, if any of you play Time Crisis 2, there was an option where you were given the temporal upgrade to play mini games such as Snake. You then move and is it Amazon for the air?
I know what Snake is.
I played Time Splitters 2, but I didn't play
I know what Snake is.
Yeah, we all know what Snake is.
And we're not talking
best game ever on a Nokia, ever.
Yeah, we're not talking about
you can play it on Time Splitters 2.
Yeah, not that
friends.
Snake.
I
know
snake.
We know you do. You have a massive boner for that snake.
I have a poster of that snake. And I sleep next to it.
You have a boner for the guy who created Solid Snake.
Yes.
Pretty kick-ass.
Wait, no. Six can't have a boner. He's not a guy anymore. Remember?
Oh, yeah. He has a lady
boner.
Oh,
yeah.
The bra just has this massive bulge in it.
Well, I'll take the compliment. It certainly is massive.
Oh dear.
Yes.
Yeah. So, what are some of your favorite moments that you've had in MMOs? Personal moments?
Did I mention Puzzle Pirates earlier?
You did mention Puzzle Pirates earlier.
Yeah, it was the first time that I actually got command of a boat and took on a PvP fight versus a larger ship. And basically, I was able to direct my ship and have my players use their cannons to actually win out the battle. And of course, there's always this thing about MMOs. They might be shit games, but you do get addicted to them. And it's a little bit, the small rushes, just like that first time that I kicked someone else's ass, that made me keep on playing them. Good time, friend. Good time.
I think one of my favorite moments recently, aside from my recent exploits in League of Legends, was playing the Pandaren starting.
You had a favorite moment.
Playing the Pandaren starting mode in starting area in WoW, and one of the missions is you have to. Apparently, there's a giant ship that's embedded inside of this in the side of this swimming turtle, which is an island. And so this airship that has crashed in this turtle needs to be removed so that they can heal the turtle, right? And so, what's the best solution to get rid of this airship, guys? What do you think?
TNT.
Absolutely. So
you blow it.
So
up.
Your mission is
seriously? Was I right?
Yeah. See,
fuck yeah.
So your mission is to collect all these explosives so you can blow up the ship that's in the side of the turtle. Because clearly that's a good idea. And the character that you have to return.
When is TNT not a good idea?
At a house party.
definitely a good idea at a house party.
But so the character that you have to collect the TNT for and hand in to complete the quest is named Michael Bay. I thought that was extremely amusing.
He's a goblin.
I see what they did there.
And it goes back to that thing of you can't play WoW seriously. You really can't, because if you take it seriously, it's just this kind of dragging, long, grindy experience. You know. Horrible, life soul-sucking thing. But if you don't take it seriously and just, play it silly and
have fun with it, then the game is actually enjoyable.
So just to get this right, your tip for having fun with WoW is have fun.
Yes, exactly. With friends, preferably. Don't take the game too seriously. Make a Worgen character named Dr. Fluffy, and yeah. Except don't.
Or don't.
Or make a Tauren and look completely badass.
Reno's advice to everyone listening right now: don't play with yourself. Don't play with yourself. Yes, Elite Four podcast says don't play with yourself, kids. Sonic says don't do it.
Play with other
Sonic
people.
Sonic says don't do it.
Don't play with yourself. Play with other people.
Speaking of, okay,
you guys, you are
completely random thing here, but I saw Wreck-It Ralph last weekend, and they make a reference to Sonic Says, which I found hilarious, and I'm pretty sure that no one else in the theater got it.
Yeah, I'll be honest, when you said that you were going to go see Wreck-It Ralph, I thought it was a Destruction Derby. I had no idea what this
is. It's the new Pixar film that just came out last Friday.
It basically is just a huge fucking game that reference. Just
I guess
one,
I've been
game
way
reference.
Too
yeah.
absorbed by, like, oh my god, Skyfall is coming out. Yeah. I didn't notice anything.
Please, everyone out there, go see Wreck-It Ralph. If you even remotely know what video games are, go see Wreck-It Ralph. Because it is incredibly charming. Surprisingly, it has familiar concepts, but the story itself and the way it executes those concepts is surprisingly original for a children's movie. I guess that's partly because it's a Disney Pixar film which John Lasseter took a direct hand in. But yeah, it's overall it's really good. It's really funny. It's obviously well animated because it's freaking Pixar. And shut up, Niall. And yeah, it references like a ton of games, and it's really heartwarming in the end. So yeah, go see Wreck-It Ralph. Aww.
Aww.
It's good for your soul.
Night?
Yes.
To be honest, have you guys ever seen WALL-E? I'm not sure if anything could talk.
I would say, in some ways, no. The thing about WALL-E is that it is the first ever North American animated film that I can think of off the top of my head. So clearly this is fact and you should take it as such. it's the first one to ever have like a double theme to it, where it had like these hidden undertones of what's the word I'm looking for? Help me out here, guys. Literary term.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Help me! Save me!
Wait.
Morality?
No, wait. Not morality.
Wait, what? Wait, what does the literary term you're thinking of?
It has hidden themes. Satirism, that's... Satirism, that's the word I'm looking for.
Wait, no, satire is... process of taking the picture.
Well, yes, it does. That's what it does. It has a hidden theme of satirism. Because it's talking about how we depend on machines for everything we do. And how it's basically making us into lazy blobs.
Really? I thought it was more about not littering.
that's what I mean. Like, that's the surface...
Don't litter or you'll condemn this poor little robot.
That's the surface message. That's the surface story.
It's a demonstration by...
But if you look at...
It's called a demonstration by extrapolation. Basically, it's taking what we already do to, you know, expanding on it, extrapolating on it, and showing us the results.
So it's kind of
What
like,
is this picture that you just linked?
Kind of like So it's kind of like reductio ad absurdum, in that sense.
Well, it's like the opposite of reductio ad absurdum, because reductio ad absurdum is a philosophical concept where you take something, apply it to a different scenario, and show how ridiculous the logic is by doing that. But this
go,
is more
philosophy
like,
student,
taking
go.
Something and applying it to a new scenario. It's taking a scenario and applying it to a new level.
Yeah, and that picture, by the way... Mystery Dude is one of the rare monsters from Mists of Pandaria.
Oh, I see.
Wow.
And it has googly eyes.
It's called... It doesn't have those... Those eyes have been...
No, I see. I gather that this is a Photoshop.
Superimposed. Yes, they've been superimposed. Because the name of the priest creature is Sharp Happiness. And the creature itself doesn't look very happy, so we thought... So the person who made this picture thought they'd add some nice, happy eyes to it.
It was clearly the right decision.
It makes sense, you know. Yes, definitely.
That should be put in the liner notes. Save that.
Well,
guys, I really want some cookies.
So, order yours.
I really want some cookies, but Domino's are closing
you
in
guys,
2 hours.
Your Domino's over there delivers cookies to your door?
Yeah.
Wow. We don't have this. And they are we have Domino's, they don't have cookies.
We don't have Domino's cookies, as far as I know.
You don't have Domino's
not
cookies?
Not that I know of.
And there are some delicious cookies, too.
They are some incredible cookies. You know, it's only a 9-hour flight. I could buy some next time I come over.
I think this is a great idea.
No, but it's no good because the whole real reason that they're so delicious is that they're freshly baked, and so they're still warm and soft on the inside. And
so is this kind of like the British version of a Krispy Kreme donut?
kind of, almost, except we don't really have much Krispy Kreme here apart from like in the hugest cities.
Right.
Also,
but Domino's cookies are just legendary in their own right.
Also,
surely
donuts are soft all the way, all the time. I mean, if you've got a hard donut, you're doing it wrong.
Clearly. Speaking of hard donuts, this has nothing to do with hard donuts.
that's a hell of a segue.
I was kind of thinking, where is he going with this?
Well, speaking of hard donuts, you see, once I was in a situation where I had a flat tire and I didn't have an actual spare tire, so I managed to MacGyver it out of a donut and a pencil. no, that never happened.
Oh dear.
So you are Scaramanga.
I have no idea who that is, so I'll say yes.
Oh, come on.
I don't know who that is either.
The man with the golden gun, 007?
Why would I care? The only good...
Because 007 is a fucking stylish English.
I know who 007
is. The only good James Bond movie is Casino Royale.
Skyfall's pretty awesome.
Skyfall is pretty awesome.
Yes, I need to see that. It just came out yesterday. Here.
Wait,
it came out
like yesterday?
Well, because clearly you're British, so you get it first. So it's a freaking James Bond movie.
I suppose that makes sense. It makes sense. It's a brilliant movie, though.
It is.
Total return to form. Definitely watch it.
What do you mean return?
Loads better than fucking Quantum
of Solace.
Because
Casino Royale and Quantum of Solace suck ass.
Casino Royale is the best 007 movie that's ever
I just
made.
Like the fact that Quantum of Solace...
It's the only good one, in fact.
That Quantum of Solace is a total word soup name. It's like... Disharmony of discontents!
It doesn't make sense for a James Bond movie anyway. Quantum of Solace, a lot of being alone.
No, a solace isn't being alone. That's solitude. Solace is like,
dodecahedron of exclamations.
And that makes more sense to you? Coming to terms with something?
Yeah, basically, Quantum of Solace is following up from the previous film where obviously the girl that he loves dies.
And as happens in every other 007 film.
Yeah, but this Casino Royale
guys,
is supposed to be the first
guys,
time that
guys,
happens.
Guys, seriously. Exponential vector of sobriety.
Of happiness.
Sobriety.
Explain that one to me.
I'll tell you something. Six could not be.
Well,
you wouldn't get him sober long enough.
Clearly, we should be titling all of the coming James Bond movies ever.
Definitely.
Yes.
And I would name one
Shaft Happiness.
Obviously, we should talk about the time varying reference of pathetic fallacy.
Oh, philosophy students, you're so silly.
Philosophy is the greatest subject to get an A in. It's a shame I got a C.
I understand electrons.
Oh, so yeah, you're probably
electrons
the best one to talk about
absolutely.
This, right? But apparently there's some sort of new data transfer method where you can get about 20 terabytes a second.
Okay.
That's I refuse to care.
Something about your electromagnetic radiation being twisted. You, being an engineer, do you know anything about
this? Yes, absolutely. You see, it has a thing to do with the cathode and the anode being out of alignment in such a way that the magnetic flux is distorted through the core, and I have no idea what I'm talking about.
Basically magnets.
I just made that shit up. I'm sorry. That was a lie.
The cathode and the anode being out of alignment.
Yeah, I know, right?
So instead of an O shape, your magnetic flux takes an
yes.
E shape, and we all fucking
And instead
die.
Of a sine wave, it forms a cosine wave.
No, it forms a tan wave.
It forms a square tan wave that fucking. We've just come on to Pythagoras now. Can we get off of the triangles?
Pythagoras is triangles.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Can we get off of them?
All right. We get off the triangles and start moving on to the squares and quadratics.
And vector physics.
Fuck maths.
Euclidean geometry.
So hard.
You're on a nerdy podcast, dude. You gotta get used to it.
It's like Euclidean geometry, but honestly, you
like,
and me,
maths is
right?
The worst part
we
of
are just so much like Kepler waves, because you know what we do? We vibrate along the we vibrate together along the wavelength until.
Oh, that's dirty.
What I say? Oh,
you can't say that on the air.
That sounds like a fun evening. That's a good time. That's a good time.
We call that Friday night at sixes.
Baby, you and me ain't nothing but Kepler waves, cause we vibrate along the wavelength till we reach the end.
Wow.
Ain't nothing but Kepler
waves. That could be the other name for this episode, nothing but Kepler waves. Yes! Signed, sealed, and delivered.
Oh dear.
Alright, I think we're kind of starting to wind down here. One last thing I want to talk about.
When did we wind up?
How the heck, in League of Legends, do you decide what champion you want to play as?
You pick the one with the fanciest outfit that you want to pass.
Clearly.
Well, if you're like me, you play through a... You play your... Every week when the new free champions come out, you play a few of them, decide if you like that champion or not. And eventually your list will be shortened down into a few select team members who you can play well and you think, yeah, these are good characters, I like playing as them, I work well with the rest of the team as these characters. If you're like everyone else that plays League of Legends, you pick the one with your most gigantic pair of earth-shattering boobs. And you play them.
That's the most. That's better than my logic too. My logic is, ooh, this one's shiny. That was literally the reason I ended up picking Anivia to start, and I ended up I actually liked playing Anivia because she's a flying ice phoenix that freezes things and creates a giant storm of awesome.
Yeah, but compared to a lot of the champions in League of Legends, well, compared to a lot of game characters in general, she's actually pretty original.
To be honest, I know the best champion in League.
Rammus,
you do.
No, but Diglett.
Diglett? Dub Trio. Trio. I actually found that I rather like playing Teemo as well. Plus the fact that he's extremely adorable and fluffy.
He's also very annoying to the enemy.
Yes, he is. Oh, I can just run up to you and poison dart you and then run away at high speed. And the fact that one of his attacks does damage and literally makes all of the enemy's attacks for the next few seconds miss.
Yep, and he can go invisible if he stands still for 3 seconds and takes no action.
I hadn't even been using him that way, but yes.
So basically, if he becomes an unusable cunt, he becomes an even less usable cunt.
What? Anyway, yeah, his poison's very annoying. He is quite a strong little Pokemon.
Yes. I also tried out that boar lady. Who, while despite being hilarious to play as, is not my best character. 7 deaths and 1 kill, guys!
Wait, what are we talking about?
The lady that rides the boar? What's her name?
Sijuani.
Wait, who are we talking about? Oh, Sijuani.
Sijuani, yes.
Yeah, I think. Didn't Hank try her out too, and he sucked with her too?
Probably.
Yep. But they both love the song. So it's
on boar!
That's true.
We need to link that song in the liner notes as well. You would like it, Six.
I'm sure I would, except I don't play these games.
Neither did I, but I still like the song.
Oh dear. Yeah, I probably sound a lot angrier about this than I, you know, mean to be. I don't actually hate RTS games, but I just will not play them for hell. They aren't fun for me, and I don't understand how you guys find this sort of game fun.
Well, that's...
That's because you're silly.
Honestly, Six, I think he would enjoy League of Legends more just because there's more action to it. Honestly, like, I didn't really like it at first, but then I was also trying it on my own at first, just trying to learn how to play the game. And having someone explain to you, okay, well, this is how you should play this character, helps a lot for getting you into the game.
I would play with you guys. I would. I would give it a try.
Do
I've
it.
Got nothing against
Do
giving it.
It
a try. But I can't understand how...
It actually... League of Legends is more... It because it has the more of the direct head-to-head...
I find that more interesting. And it's more like a tower defense, actually, the way it plays.
See, I can enjoy the sound of that, but things like Civilization 2 or Anno 2700 or whatever these games are called, like, you know, they always have ridiculous numbers on the end of them. Civilization 904, they aren't fun.
I've never played any of those games. So.
Civilization, from what I remember of it, although I haven't played it in years, was quite a fun game, actually. I liked it.
Yeah, I'm sure you'd like spending half an hour building a base and then just sort of like sitting around waiting for your troops to reach their base for an hour.
As opposed aiming at one solitary spot on the map and shooting every time you see someone come into your scope, yeah?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Constant state of tension? Yeah, man.
You like tension. You like tension, you say.
Oh, I love tension.
I don't know. Thank you. Wow, this is amazing. This is also going in the liner notes just because it's awesome.
Oh dear.
All right, guys, let's wrap this thing up. Is there anything final you want to add? Oh, what's our question of the week going to be? Oh, yeah, what is a game that you would like to see made into MMO? Clearly, we already answered this. It's Pokemon, but...
Yeah, we all answered this.
But we're going to toss that one out to the audience.
Portal.
What is the one... Sorry?
Portal.
Portal? Portal is a multiplayer game would be difficult.
But what would you do?
Wait, if... Hang on. If all those portals got together in a single space, I'm thinking this would create a massive black hole and just destroy the entire game.
Yep.
Whole dividing by zero
you're
thing, isn't it?
Great. No. No, honestly, like, if you guys have ever played Gary's mod, basically it's like a pool of all the resources from any Source game ever made, and I'm fairly sure you could use that to make a Portal multiplayer, and it would be brilliant. I would dearly love to see G-Man tumbling through portals in space and time. Flailing around as thrusters attached to his face, making I shall make it.
So you can answer that question of the week on 13374FOUR podcast or on the show page at 1337-FOUR.blogspot.com. Please give us feedback, because we really, really desperately want it. Please, we want you to like us. We do.
It's 5 seconds out of your day, and it will make me... I will donate to a charity for each comment we get, okay?
There you go, you have incentive.
We'll be feeding African children. I'm not telling you how much I'm donating, but I will donate to charities, either for or against the cause of humanitarianism. Your choice.
Now one final thing before we log off here. We had a couple weeks back we had a introduction of a little contest. So stay tuned and you will hear the announcement of who won. Maybe it was you. Oh my gosh, maybe it was you. So just keep listening.
Whoever it was, if it wasn't you, they were a faggot. That's all I have to say.
Yes. But
Niall, you didn't win the contest.
So stay tuned after the closing song, and we'll have the announcement for that. And other than that, we'll say goodbye.
I am so totally ordering Domino's cookies right now.
And I am not logging into League of Legends.
No.
No, I'll probably go kick Sixie's tail in Brawl first, and then.
Oh, I can agree with that. Hmm.
As long as you have enough time to play with
us. Yes, I absolutely do.
Because, as everyone should know by now, you don't play with yourself, guys. You don't.
Remember, winners don't play with themselves. Bye, guys. Bye.
Bye.
We love you, even if we don't.
somewhere off in cyberspace, or else North America, there was an Arcanine, happily playing Legend of Zelda, but he also felt guilty, because he was not writing instead, and suddenly he had a flash of insight.
If I start a podcast on video games, I get to geek out on them, and it counts as vaguely writing-related. And also, if it means the four of us will spend more time talking together.
The force of the idea was so great, his fur grew to over a foot in length, leaving him looking like a fluffy ball.
Broggles, I need your help for something really important.
Sure. What do you need? Anything to help?
Well, I'm starting this podcast, you see, and I can't do it without you.
Oh, really? Sounds cool. What do you want me to do? I can make stuff? Maybe make scripts?
Well, maybe later, but you see, the battery for this radio needs charging, and the generator died?
Sure, buddy, yeah. Whatever you need.
Awesome, now I just...
Hello? Reno? Hello?
Somewhere in cyberspace, a sand lover lays back relaxing in a fireproof chair. Wow. Arcanine, what happened to your floof? It looks like somebody hacked it with a machete.
Don't ask.
But I asked.
So, I was planning to start this podcast with video games, and I was wondering if you...
Does that mean I get to talk all I want, insult everybody, be a sand lover, and generally show off my good looks in front of a crowd?
I guess so, but the hardest part is going to be getting Niall to
agree. Niall, don't worry. I know how to handle that.
All right.
Niall, will you join us on this podcast?
Podcast? That would mean talking, where other people can hear. That sounds undignified.
You know, I've got an offer for you. You interested? Yeah, that's right. I'm just mumbling coherently if you're enjoying. Glad to hear it. You're very good at this. Now, I think this is all a great time to tell you about Metal Gear Solid. And that is how it all started, and sadly, the video wouldn't fit on our current server, due to bandwidth limitations.